I'm here today, as I was on February 13th, for the first Hands Across the Sand event, because I love the ocean, I love the natural environment, I love the state of Florida. But most importantly, it's been so frustrating for so many years that America has refused to innovate and come up with clean, renewable, sustainable energy sources.
Well, we hope that we will keep them from drilling on the coast, because we love the beach, and we don't want to see anything happen to it. And we are activists for the coastline and everything else, so we come out anytime we can.
I'm hoping that it brings some awareness and maybe a little bit of strength to the public's opinion of what's going on, and makes a point that it's something that we need to start putting a little bit more focus on and making sure that it comes to the forefront of our thinking now, that our environment is extremely important, and that if we allow these things to happen, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse.
Well, the main thing is we don't want any additional drilling in the Gulf. We need better controls over what is already out there, and preserve our coastlines.
I hope to raise awareness, and I hope to get the drilling to stop. I think that we need to really promote clean energy. I think that we're hitting a paradigm shift, and that the drilling needs to stop. We have a huge dependency on it, and it's killing our ecosystems, it's killing the world, and it just blatantly needs to stop. And if I have to stand out here for 2 hours in the hot sun to state it, then so be it.
To ease a little bit of my sense of helplessness and powerlessness, and I'm not even sure this will do it.
Well, I hope that we all will realize we should not blame BP first, but we have to blame our government, because, you know, BP might be a nasty company, but they are not working in a vacuum. I mean, they have to follow rules, and the rules are set by our government for the Gulf of Mexico. And we just see here a failure and a good example of a free market that is unregulated. You know, I'm missing in this country a clear political movement for new alternative energy.
Well, we need awareness as to what's going on with big oil and the corporations, which really have taken us over. I think some important things to note about big oil is this is not a political issue or a party issue. We have representatives from both sides of the aisle that took money from big oil.